USA Radio News.
Monday at the White House, President Trump held a press conference in the Rose Garden. The president discussed trade, and then the topic turned to Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
I feel badly for all parties. I feel badly for everybody. I feel badly for our country. This is so bad for our country. But I will tell you, I watched those senators on the Democrat side, and I thought it was a disgrace, and partially because I know them. I know them too well. And you know what? They are not angels. My White House will do whatever the senators want. I'm open to whatever they want.
A shorthanded Supreme Court began its new term today with 8 justices rather than 9. The court does have over 40 cases to rule on during this 9-month calendar year, including an antitrust case against Apple. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Las Vegas marks a year since the worst mass shooting in American history. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
58 people were shot and killed, and hundreds more were wounded when a gunman opened fire at a country music festival on the Las Vegas Strip on October 1st, 2017. 1 year later, at a sunrise memorial service in Las Vegas, Nevada Governor Brian Sandoval says the massacre will, of course, never be forgotten, but the courage and conviction of those lost and wounded will always keep the community together.
We became one people, one community, one family. We cried, we grieved, and we resolved to become Vegas strong.
The service, one of several events held in Las Vegas to remember the tragic anniversary.
California has become the first state to require a publicly traded company to include a woman on their board of directors. Governor Jerry Brown signed the law into effect yesterday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A debate was set to take place Sunday between Senator Ted Cruz and his challenger Beto O'Rourke. Now, the debate was postponed due to all the craziness going on in Washington, D.C. regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Meanwhile, back in Texas, Governor Greg Abbott says folks who want to raise taxes don't usually get elected in Texas.
Texans are hostile to any candidate who's talking about raising their taxes. Texans are hostile to anybody talking about having big government programs run their lives. We want to chart our own course without the federal government intruding more into our lives. And as a result, the more that is exposed, the more that Beto O'Rourke is going to continue to sink.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake is one of the few undecideds regarding Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Flake was in Boston on Monday taking part in a Forbes Top 30 Under 30 event. He was asked about Kavanaugh's testimony.
Some people were turned off by the rawness of it, the anger, but I said at the time, had I been what I felt was unjustly accused, that's probably how I would have responded as well. So I don't know how, and I've said the day before on the floor of the Senate, we may not have any more certainty after the hearing, and that's how I felt. There was a lot of doubt still. That's why it was important to have the FBI do more investigating and have more information, not less.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.